Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting into the holiday season, a lot of gift giving and a lot of buying through the mail. And there is a lot on the line as far as avoiding the porch pirates.
Yes. So when we start breaking down the numbers, we are seeing that Americans could have an estimated $291 left on their doorstep in the for this holiday season. That being said, you're going to want to put a plan in place to make sure that you're protecting your packages from thieves that might be lurking for the packages that, you know, might seem convenient to have shipped to your home, but also could be at risk of being stolen.
Obviously, when porch pirates go after something like this, it's really a random draw as to what could be in there. How likely could it be something really, really valuable?
There's always the possibility when you start thinking about packages that are shipped from big box retailers or even thinking about the holiday season and people buying gifts, that is always a risk. So what I recommend is if you know that you're going to be away from home, definitely making sure that you have a plan of either asking your neighbor or even just checking with the delivery service to see, is there a service available where you can have those packages left at a location, a safe location such as UPS, FedEx, or even an Amazon locker to protect it until you return home.
And let's say we're at work, we're not at home at the time of the delivery. How valuable are things like Ring doorbells, the home doorbell system of the videos that can help deter porch piracy?
Yes. So doorbell cameras are being used from what we found from our survey. About 20% are relying on home security cameras, while about 20% are relying on a video doorbell that recognizes deliveries or packages. So that being said, cameras can be a great deterrent. My recommendation is making sure that the camera, be it a secure outdoor security camera or even a video doorbell, making sure that it actually detects packages. So while most of them detect, let's say, people and pets, you want to make sure that it detects a package when it arrives, but also that you'll get a notification if that package, you know, happens to be moved.
What seems to be the most reliable way to prevent packages from being stolen?
Well, there's no one certain way to make sure. One thing that most Americans are leaning on is package tracking technology. That tracks their package from the time that it leaves the package location all the way to delivery. So that being said, that's an easy way to say that, you know, maybe the package is coming on Tuesday. Maybe you can go ahead and make a plan for that in advance so that you're not caught off guard. And when it is delivered, maybe you can go ahead and send a message to one of your neighbors, or even just make sure that you start keeping an eye on your home from one of those cameras. So people are leaning on package tracking technology, but there are other ways that you can make sure that you are keeping an extra eye. So one thing that our security experts recommend is a package delivery lockbox. And that basically is about the size of a trash can, costs a couple hundred dollars, and your delivery will be put in that box instead of maybe hanging out outside of your door. And then it's securely stored there to where it can't just be easily taken away. When you get home, you'll use a key and pretty much get your package out with no problem, but it safely stores it while you're away.
And Esha, the one thing that I have found most noticeable about this is in the poll that CNET has, 66% say they have not had a package stolen or attempt to be stolen, nor does they know a person who has had something stolen. So we hear about this porch piracy, but 2/3 of those polled say it's never happened to them or their friends. I mean, how often does this actually happen?
Really, we don't have the numbers around how often it actually happens, but we can say that over the past year, the numbers do show that someone has, either from a neighbor or community member, has had one or more packages stolen within the past year. And even when we look at someone who does not live in their community, they know that they have a package also stolen. So regardless of how small or how big the number is, the big thing to know is that there is a chance of packages being stolen. So it's best to come up with a plan. If it never happens, hey, at least you've made sure that you have a plan in place. But if it does, you, in the meantime, you know what you can do in terms of taking action. So right now it's a matter of being proactive, since we know that it's super convenient to order, you know, packages from online, ordering your gifts, and then just having them hang out at home as soon as they're shipped. So just want to make sure that you're putting together a plan, regardless of whether it's happened to you or not. That way you can take action just in case. I'd say at this point, just making sure, even if it hasn't happened to you, coming up with a plan. We've already talked to our neighbors to make sure that we're prepared for the upcoming holiday season. Highly recommend that everyone go ahead and put a plan in place, even if it's something small, such as talking to a neighbor or even making sure that someone in your area stops by and grabs your package for you. That way you're making sure that you're protecting what could be a couple $100 worth in terms of packages or even gifts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.